Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. And the number to dial, as I said earlier, on 086-000-0959. You can also send a voice note on all your comments on stuff that we've touched on earlier on today. I wanted us to talk about the prepaid electricity surcharge that we've been discussing for the entire week, in fact. So we decided to get Ada Morero, who is an ANC Johannesburg chairperson, MMC for Finance in Johannesburg, who decided to at least agree to having a conversation with us. Thank you so much, MMC, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, listeners.
I'm really struggling to hear you. Can you hear us well, MMC? MMC, are you able to hear us?
Let's try it.
There has been a petition that's been doing the rounds, initiated by the DA, and I think 15,000 signatures were sort of how much they got by last night. And obviously, this petition that's doing the rounds is a complaint about the surcharge that has been introduced at the very beginning of the month. We've had several conversations with officials in the city of Johannesburg with regards to this. We are told via yourselves that there has been a discussion in council to review this matter. What exactly were those discussions?
Well, Pimelo, we have noted first and foremost the concerns that have been coming from communities around this matter, especially in terms of the fixed costs or availability charge. And as a result of that, council then yesterday said we need to ask the executive to start a process of engaging with the administration to start a process to review or relook into the availability charge costs so that we can then look at what are the possibilities in terms of probably looking at reduction. Because the concern in the most was that the amount is quite high. And we then have to look at the reduction, because first and foremost, the amounts, or rather the availability charge, would stay. It would stay because it's a necessary cost that we require to recover from our customers so that we are able to cover the cost of maintenance of the infrastructure that transports your electricity from one point to your household. So the charge will remain, as you know, that we had to go through a process until it was approved by NERSA. And in fact, all municipalities, or rather in the main, all the metros in South Africa do charge the availability cost. Yeah. To all the customers.
As you pointed out, I mean, this is a process that kicked off quite a while ago, 2018. At the time, there was said to be not enough public participation. Then there was COVID in 2019. And then the entire process went through all the processes with NERSA and everything. And what I want to get to with this is that, does then the reaction from the public surprise you with how high the surcharge is, when all of this time you were able to assess whether the community members were okay with the fee? As you're saying, it will have to be charged, but are you surprised by the outrage of how much it is?
Look, you'd remember that customers or generally residents are financially stressed. It could be a number of reasons, whether it's the cost of living, interest rates, the financial commitment generally. That is why there's a bit of an outcry. But we thought it was also important that the city clarifies properly and educate our customers. We probably, during the public participation, during the ATP processes, the matter was not really engaged fully for communities to really understand what it means. Because NERSA would not approve unless there's an indication and there's a proper report on public participation, which we did. So look, I'm not surprised that people are raising these concerns. Generally, people are stressed financially. But it is also important to note, Pimelo, but those that are indigent are already exempted from paying this availability charge, because we do understand their conditions. They're unemployed, they have no income, and as a result of that, they'll only be paying for the consumption charge, which is basically buying the units and getting the units into your home. Equally so, the
MMC, are you still able? All right.
I can hear you.
All right. Look, you know, you're absolutely right. There's provision, obviously, for indigent families. But, you know, obviously the people that are complaining are, as you said, South Africans that are really finding it difficult to survive at the moment for various reasons. And so it goes without saying that the people that we must also be willing to listen to is not just indigent families, is South Africans at large.
That is why we then said yesterday in council, let us undertake the process to review and within, of course, the FMMA, within the relevant legislation, consultation with National Treasury, so that by the time we take a decision on the reduction, we've taken all this into account and we've followed the right procedures and processes in government, as we said. If any process will lead to a reduction, it will only happen at the point where we are announcing an adjustment budget between December and January, because we can only pass the budget once in terms of the FMMA. So we'll have to follow the rules. We'll also have to engage with relevant stakeholders, including communities and political parties that have raised the matter quite sharply, some of them in council, including the ANC itself. So we'll have to have further engagement. And by the time we arrive at a decision, whether we are able to reduce and to reduce to what amount, we'll then be able to announce just around the period when we'll be doing the budget adjustment.
So obviously, the political parties that you're referring to, one of the things that they are raising is that, well, the city, yes, can ask for this amount, but the city itself, City Power, is inefficient in how it uses the revenue. So we need to deal with that before we can start charging customers.
Well, the argument is not necessarily the place, because the revenue that is collected through electricity goes directly into the central coffers of the city of Johannesburg, and that money is also being shared amongst all other priorities in terms of infrastructure that we have. So might not necessarily be correct, but if there are inefficiencies, these are the matters that together we should address, and communities should also raise that with us. Yes, there are instances where you'd have that the turnaround times and the response times has been slower and not being able to respond based even on our own turnaround times agreements that we have put ourselves, or our standards that we've put for ourselves as the city. So yes, there are instances that there are inefficiencies, and I think we need to improve as an organization so that we provide a proper service to our customers, and our services should be of quality. So where there are inefficiencies, we do admit, and there could be sometimes factors that affect us to be as efficient as customers would expect, but we try our level best to ensure that we are an efficient organization. So we do acknowledge where there are gaps.
When we spoke to one of your officials earlier on, he made the argument that the city was not anticipating that so many customers would be moving to the prepaid system, because the prepaid system essentially was made for indigent families. Well, part of the reason why you would find that customers are moving, as we are told, is because of, again, inefficiencies with how meters are read. That has been an ongoing issue where customers feel like the meters are not read accurately. There's some sort of an average that's been taken, which leads people to then and are forced to move to prepaid meters because they feel that's the most fair way in which they can account for their usage.
Yeah, well, Penelope, I think part of what we've been doing for some time now is to roll out smart meters. And smart meters are reducing or rather cutting out meter reading. So we don't have to send out meter readers because your meter, you can read it yourself and we can agree on the readings without having to bring a meter reader. Secondly, yes, we do have instances where our estimations have been beyond the 3 months because in terms of our own policies, we should be estimating you only for 3 months. 3 months, it has to be actuals, and I think constantly we try to correct that situation. Thirdly, it's true that over some time, customers have been migrating to prepaid, which is also a concern for us because it will have an impact in as far as our revenue and our revenue assumptions. So it may mean that the city would have to rethink, of course, as we are already doing, rethinking the electricity business because the surpluses from the electricity business have actually shrunk, have actually reduced, and we have to rethink how we want to do it. But remember the principle also of cross-subsidization has been an important principle for us. We cross-subsidize those that are unable to afford. So we are aware that we are going to be faced with revenue challenges as a result of this migration. And unfortunately, it's a reality that customers are moving to a more efficient system because they don't have to be doing any meter reading. You just purchase your electricity and there's no meter reading whatsoever and there's no accounts between yourself and the city of Johannesburg. So it's more efficient. It's also efficient for the city of Johannesburg in that it reduces some of the inefficiencies in terms of billing that we have been experiencing, reading of meters, and so on and so on. So it does also help the city to a certain extent that we have rolled out the prepaid meters throughout the city of Johannesburg, which has been, of course, our plan, but we need to balance that plan with revenue.
So the process that you'd have to embark on will be quite lengthy, as you pointed out. I mean, you still have to do it within the parameters of the law. You can only pass budget once, and this will probably come through next year sometimes. What then happens in the meantime when you are starting to see the groundswell of dissatisfaction with this regard?
Well, unfortunately, between now and then, customers will have to pay for the availability charge in the format which it has been structured. You don't have to be paying it at once. There are calculations that have been done in terms of when you buy for this amount, this is how much you will deduct. When you buy for this amount until it has to get 200 that's required by the end of the month. And remember, the structure of your units is structured in such a manner that there's money for tax, or rather for VAT, that is taken out as you buy your unit. And then we'll then split this between consumption, half of consumption, and half will go into the availability charge. So that is how we will split your units or rather what you buy on a monthly basis, or as and when we buy, we'll be splitting it 3 times.
And obviously, even
to get you to the 200, but those that would buy, for example, if you buy at 460, we are able to immediately split the 60 that basically goes into your VAT, and then we will then split the remainder between consumption and availability charge. So that is how we'll be splitting this thing until it covers the 200 grand.
It's important, I think, to point out that in as much as you're going to go through the process of reviewing this thing, all of it, NERSA, Treasury and the like, you may not actually get approval and you'll be back here again sometime this year and next year this time.
No, we may get an approval because, remember, it's based on the concerns that has been raised. The only impact that it might have is in relation to the budget that we have passed. and your budget was assessed already on your assumptions of your projected revenue through the surplus of electricity. So that's the challenge that we may have, but I believe that National Treasury will be able to re-loop, and as I said, at a point of budget adjustment, which will then have an impact in terms of the finances of the city, because it might mean that your budget adjustments might be quite huge, which might have also an impact in as far as service delivery is concerned. So we'll have to play a balancing game financially to see what would work for the city and what may not work. But eventually it may also mean we'll have to look for where we can find this money and close the gap. So it's the natural decisions that will have to be made to cover whatever the reductions we might have been able to do on this availability chart. So there's balancing act that we'd have to do between December and January as we enter the period for the budget adjustment, if there's a decision, of course, to do a reduction on this amount. But between now and then, the matter is effective, and customers will have to pay.
All right. City of Johannesburg Finance MMC, Dada Morero. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Kimberly.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.